All right, Ed, this year your cars are running on a renewable fuel source, and that is ethanol, 100% out here in these cars. I'd like to find out how well that you think that fuel is performing since you're running on it for the first time this year.
You know, Honda and the league did a really nice job. You know, it's quite a big change to go from methanol, the fuel that we'd run in the past, to ethanol now. And, you know, the performance, you know, I think a lot of people were expecting a slip in performance, and definitely hadn't been the case. You know, the engine performance from Honda is better than ever, you know, especially from a reliability standpoint, a mileage standpoint. But I think it just, you know, I think it's a really good thing that the league has done. You know, it just shows the innovation and staying on the cutting edge. You know, it's one of the main things with IndyCar racing in the Indianapolis 500. You know, there's been a lot of things pioneered at this racetrack. So, you know, I think ethanol is just one of the next steps. You know, it all started back with Ray Haroon in the rearview mirror, you know, way back when, and I think this is just another, you know, another rung on the ladder, so to speak.
Well, you covered all the points I was hoping that you would and touch on. Looking at it along with fellow drivers and seeing what kind of publicity this has generated for the league with this fuel being so much in the news otherwise, how do you feel like it's just been for the league overall to have this relationship with a new fuel energy?
You know, it's put the league in a whole different map. You know, the IndyCar series it's always been political within our series, but now it's you know, you're seeing cars and drivers in Washington, D.C. an awful lot involved with politics of the country, and it's, you know, it's interesting. It's good for the sport, you know, because it's getting us out there in front of another, just in front of a different audience, another audience, you know, and the more of that we have, the better, and when we're doing something to help our country's economy and the environment at the same time, you know, it's I think it's a great thing for the league to be involved with. You know, they're pioneers. You know, I don't think it'll be long before you end up seeing other racing series, you know, jumping on our coattails and switching to ethanol as well.
Well, thank you very much, and we wish you the best of luck out there on the track.
Thanks.